I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Watch, and you want to follow along on TV, and the show is brought to you by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Fickell.
Morning.
Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Hola.
Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards, going to join us in an hour. We'll talk March Madness with Clark Kellogg, studio analyst for CBS Sports at 9:40. But right now, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page, filling in on what's going on.
Love this song.
Who is it?
Kexy?
Artist?
This is Weezer, I believe, isn't it?
Ah, okay.
Name of the song?
A newbie.
Name of the song? Happy Hour.
Happy Hour, very
That's your
good.
Jam.
Who doesn't like Happy Hour?
Hey, I would look, if you didn't keep up on the college hoops from yesterday, I got you covered. I'll give you some scores, some recaps. I would argue that this might be Valdez, I don't know where you stand on this. All right, the games don't mean as much, but if you're a college basketball fan, I would argue that this Thursday is better than next Thursday.
Because
Well, because next Thursday you got 16 games.
The volume.
The games don't mean as much, but you got 56 games today.
If you're a degenerate,
this is the
Super Bowl.
Today's the day.
Because you have more volume of games during conference tournaments than you do
it's not even close.
Opening round of March Madness.
Now, I'm sure most people would disagree because the tournament is the national championship.
Yeah, and it's better teams playing one another. And
I get
it's
it.
Better
so if you were
going to
go out for
basketball.
Beers, you would rather go out tonight because I actually am getting together with some buddies. Next Thursday, which is the opening day of the tournament,
right.
Besides the stupid playing games.
Right.
The silly part about it is I'm just walking to the poorhouse, which
That's
is
nice.
Four blocks from my
That's
house.
A good deal.
But tonight, I mean, you've got just a bevy of matchups.
And it's not just tonight. It starts at 12.
Yeah.
And then it rolls all the way through.
Today's like a Saturday because you've got 6 noon hour games.
That's a lot at noon.
And it's better matchups.
A lot
than
going
yesterday.
On.
See, like when you were asking Eric and I about college hoops from Tuesday.
Right.
Those games were poop.
Okay, but those were conference championship
games. I understand,
games.
But they're conferences I don't care about.
I know you don't. Most people don't.
JP doesn't care
but
about Liberty versus
some of
Radford.
Yeah, but like at
care.
Noon today.
I mean, I cared that the EB head was there. That
right.
was nice.
But
it was
really?
Presenting the Junkies.
But at noon today, you can eat your lunch and watch a rematch of Louisville, Virginia.
Right. Which was an amazing game
yeah.
last week.
Yeah.
And then you can watch Tiger. All right, but let's get into some of the hoops from yesterday, Mr. Bickell.
By the way, Tiger, I think, may do okay, even though this is one of the tougher tracks on tour,
mm-hmm.
just so people realize, he's not going to hit a ton of drivers.
Right.
Right? And the rough, apparently, is not that penal there. So even if he does pull driver 5 or 6 times, as long as he doesn't hit it too crazy behind trees and stuff, he should be able to.
Who's he playing with? He's playing with Stenson and who else?
Stenson.
Spieth.
And Spieth.
Oh, Spieth and Stenson.
And that'll get him going a little bit.
Steve.
That's a good little
Some
trio.
Star power there.
Yeah, it's nice.
I think it's Stenson's first time on tour this year, right? I think. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought I heard that nugget.
I think
Maybe.
In the U.S.
Oh, in the U.S., right.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, he's taking some time off from the U.S.
Goff nerdery. I shouldn't know that.
But Stenson played really well in this tournament last year. I think he finished top 7 or 8.
Yeah, in fact, I heard a guy pick him. One of his picks this week.
I took him in one of my golf pools.
You're in so many golf pools.
I know. All right, so
you know who Jason Sobel? Did you see Jason? You probably because you're not on social media. Jason Sobel said he almost picked Tiger this week, but he's saving him for next week
for Bay Hill. So
where
hard.
He's silly.
He's won about a million times there.
And did you see the Golf Digest has like a simulator that predicts week to week. And the simulator predicts Tiger to make the cut top 30.
Mm-hmm.
So take it for what it is.
Sounds like it's a stimulator.
There's no
it's getting me stimulated.
There's no non-golf only show that talks more Tiger Woods than this show. I'm fully convinced of that.
He's only arguably the greatest athlete of his time. So.
You guys are going to be so sad.
But
when
he plays golf, which devalues him.
Well, if he stays healthy, he's not retiring anytime soon. So
he's not retiring anytime
soon. Let's just hope he doesn't get hurt again. All right, hoops from yesterday. Carolina beats Syracuse by 19. So they win that game 78-59. Louisville beat Florida State 82-74. Florida State was just awful in the first half. Made a run in the second half, but Louisville will play Virginia today. That's the first game at noon. UNLV beat Air Force 97-90, Cakes. I had UNLV in a huge money line parlay. And when I saw they went to OT, I said, I'm a loser.
Yeah, you hate that.
Because I had UNLV Stanford money line parlay. I said, I'm going to lose this game because UNLV's defense is awful. But they're just way more athletic than Air Force. They get the win. Arizona State's terrible. Colorado beat them by 12.
What happened to Arizona State? They were on a mega heater early in the season.
Their defense sucks. You know what? They're too small. They allowed 56 points the second half yesterday. Let's see what else. Stanford beat Cal. Big winner for me there. let's see. Anything else? Oklahoma. Lost to Oklahoma State by 11. You know, every time I click on the bracketology thing on for Lenardi on ESPN, he still has OU in. I don't get it. They've lost 11 of 15. I know their resume is pretty good. First half of the season, they got some good wins. But, God damn, you lose 11 of 15. How do you get in the tournament?
Has Trae Young played like garbage the last 10 to 15 games?
I wouldn't say garbage, but his numbers are down, way down, yeah. He played okay. He played pretty well in the first half yesterday, but his overall numbers weren't very good.
I've looked at some of the numbers. He was shooting unbelievably well first half of the season.
Well,
and then every time I look,
he gets doubled. I mean, he gets doubled all the time. He's got to take jumpers that are 28 feet.
I blame ESPN.
It's their fault.
Well, ever since they started featuring him on SportsCenter.
Right. They were hyping him like Steph Curry.
Yeah. It's gone downhill ever since.
And I feel like he kind of bought into it a little bit, too. He still takes some shots he shouldn't. Even though he's the only guy who can consistently score, he takes some tough
shots.
Now,
at one point, wasn't he leading the NCAAs in scoring and assists?
Yeah, isn't he still?
I think he is.
Yes.
Yeah. Still. Wow.
So that's not all on ESPN. That's a big story.
Yeah.
That's a huge story. I would agree.
It's a little unfair.
But would you put OU in poop when they've lost 11 of 15? I wouldn't.
I'd put them in the playing game against another poop school in Tempe, Arizona.
No, because doesn't the committee put into consideration how you finish as well?
The playing game is in Tempe.
No, he's the same player.
He's
Arizona
just
State.
Bitter at his squad.
He's just saying he wants to see OU and Arizona State.
Yeah, because
play
he's a big Arizona State hoops fan.
Yes, he loves them. By the way, is UMBC going to get in? I saw something yesterday or the day before. We have Dave Odom on the show once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Former Wake Forest coach. He coached other spots too.
Right.
And he always slides in at the end of the interview that we should have his son on,
Ryan,
who's been coaching at UMBC the last two seasons. And I saw that he's won more games in two seasons than they had won in like 5 or 6 years combined.
Yeah, Feinstein tweeted that because he won like something 40-some-odd games in the last 2 years, and it'd take him like, I don't know, 7 to win 40.
Hold on, what conference are they in? What conference is UMBC in?
America East.
Oh, they're in America East. All right, so that's that championship is tomorrow, right? So they play, they beat Hartford, and then now they're going to play Vermont. See, the problem is Vermont is so good. I just don't see them being Vermont. They're going to play that game at Vermont, correct? And that's campus
sure
sites.
I know.
Well, it's
sure
campus sites, and they're the one seed. So I don't see them beating Vermont. Vermont's just too good in that conference.
But they have dramatically turned the program around. That's
impressive.
And it's a
so that means he'll probably bounce to a bigger program next year.
Well, yeah, he'll get an offer from somebody.
I don't want to be disrespectful,
well,
but it's a poop campus. It's just boring.
I don't think I ever visited. I just always knew that we called it, you made a bad choice.
Yeah, of course.
It's a boring campus.
What's the town?
Catonsville, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to Catonsville.
Hey, Helen, you want to go to UMBC?
Anything around Baltimore is boring.
Their mascot's the Retrievers, State Dog of Maryland.
Johnny United Stadium.
Did you consider it coming out of school?
What?
Back up. Isn't Johnny United Stadium at Towson?
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You're
mixing
up my
safety school was Towson.
Silly.
Right.
Want to be a Tiger like me and Abe Schumer.
So you only looked in state, two schools.
No,
I
did. What was your reach school?
No, I Maryland, Penn State, and Towson.
Right.
And I got like 16 grand from Penn State, but it was still like 30 grand after that.
Right. Did you get more dough from Maryland?
No, I didn't get it directly from Maryland, but I got like, what are the like delegate scholarships or whatever? They give you like 500 or a grand a year.
I got a Pell Grant.
Old Bay give you scholarships.
Yeah, yeah. The Old Bay fund. The crabbiest hands.
I'll tell you, you're talking about the coach at UMBC, the coach of Vermont, John Becker, who was on Lonergan's staff when Lonergan was there. He's got to get a good job next year because he goes to the postseason every single year.
Good, and then maybe Mike can go back to Vermont. I know he loved living out there. It was great.
I mean, who knows? I don't even know what he looks like anymore.
Who are you talking about? Yeah, he's a ghost.
Hey, I have no idea what he looks like.
I'm still friends with him. Jason's bitter, but I'm not.
Well,
I'm not bitter. I haven't seen or heard from him in probably a year.
He's a blip on the radar screen now for me. all right, so.
Jason's mean.
How am I mean?
I don't know.
He's just being honest.
I mean, Lonergan completely cut off communication.
Well, he was...
completely cut off communication.
Jason's a blip to Lonergan as well.
You're very mean.
It's two-way.
Yeah, obviously.
This is some completely
St. John's
off-balance
beat
person.
Georgetown 88-77. Georgetown swept St. John's in the regular season, but St. John's gets the win. St. John's will play Xavier today.
So where does Georgetown finish the season, regular season?
What do you mean, their record?
500 record.
15-15. Yeah.
15-15. 5-13 in conference.
But by most accounts...
played a lot of close games.
People feel like they've got him going in the right direction. People are positive.
I think
Georgetown
so.
Fans.
By the way, I'm glad
it's
you called
It's just funny
him.
Because JT3, I don't feel like he ever had a season that bad. Maybe he did at the very end.
Yeah, well, last year was really bad.
Yeah.
So we got
losing
fired.
Record?
Look it up.
I'll have to look it up. They, but the cupboard,
maybe not
the
losing
cupboard
record,
was
but
bare,
was,
though, in terms of the kind of talent they were bringing
it
in.
It wasn't great.
Yeah. In fact, what? Weren't they down to, like, some ridiculous number of scholarship players, like five or something? It was something crazy.
Yeah.
Like, through transfers and just whatever, things not working out.
Yeah.
I did see
and
that
a lot of their
Georgetown...
losses, a lot of their losses, Eric, are close losses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did
I mean,
see...
it's not like he was getting blown out in the last 2 months of the season.
I did see Georgetown was in on some player who decommitted, who was a top 10, and he was down to Georgetown, and I forget the other school.
CJP, you forget they were 15-18 2 years ago and 14-18 last year.
Oh, so they did yeah, finish so sub 500.
They fit sub 500 2 years in a row.
Gotcha.
I love JT3.
Bucknell beat Colgate. They were given 9.5. They win by almost 30. So Bucknell wins the Patriot, and they get in again. They've been in basically every other year. Bucknell's actually got a pretty good team. Watching that whole game last night, they've got a really good point guard, and they've got two bigs that are good. They could scare somebody in the tournament. GW beat Fordham, so GW plays, I believe they play St. Louis today at Capital One Cakes in the A-10 tournament.
Oh, that A-10 tournament in town created quite a lot of buzz.
you ask Awad, he can't wait. And Notre Dame beat Virginia Tech last night. Notre Dame was getting boat raced in that game. Virginia Tech was up 21, maybe 23, somewhere in there, and Notre Dame outscored them 50-31 in the second half. Notre Dame just hit a bunch of threes in the second half. Tech could not hit anything in the second half.
Hello, do I get points for that in the College Hoops Conference, the wackadoo
Ask
thing
the
that
commish.
We're in? I do get points for that. Very nice. You love Matt Farrell. Yeah,
second
sure.
Half, he was really
Bonzi
good.
Colson, love him. Love Coach Bray.
Second half, he was really good.
He looked doo-doo in the first half.
Oh, the whole team did. Remember how bad they looked in the first half? First 10 minutes, they were terrible.
Oh, speaking of Coach Bray,
he couldn't even make it up and down the court.
Speaking of Coach Bray, he was on with Scott Van Pelt a few nights ago. And at the end of their interview, all they were talking about was going to Dewey Beach and doing Orange Crushes and hanging out with Monty.
Yeah, they love it.
That's what it devolved
Props
into.
To SVP.
Hey, you guys are always welcome to Starboard. Bray
loves the Starboard. He loves Kapasa, too. Is Kapasa still around down there?
I don't
know.
I have no idea what that is.
Just a little bar, a little beach bar. So Notre Dame will play Duke today at 7, tonight at 7 o'clock. Huge
Cakes,
game
you
for
took
Notre
4 years of Spanish in high school.
Yes.
You know what Kapasa means?
I think Kapasa means what's happening.
Yeah.
Very good.
Is it also the same as what's up or no?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, Cakes en Espanol. Very good.
All right, well, Cakes needs a five-hour energy.
I do, desperately.
I'm alert. I'm ready to rock. I'm
well, focused. You had one. You
I already popped
one.
I'm yeah. good.
I think you had to do another one.
I think you had the extra strength.
I think one's fine. One's
you not
fine.
Only had the five-hour energy, you had the extra strength. Blicky,
right.
As we like to say.
Correct. Now, Cakes was at the casino until about 2 in the morning last night. He
Correct.
Had 2 hours sleep. He needs to get hooked with a five-hour.
Yes.
He's got to do one. I got some berry. I got some citrus lime back here, whenever you want one. Right now, 5-Hour Energy is launching their Getting Back to 100% campaign with a unique twist on this year's College Hoops Tournament. You've got the ability to swap your incorrect selections during the tournament as the game is being played. You see an upset in the making. No big deal. Just swap the favorite out to ensure that your bracket is 100% correct. The earlier you do it, the more points you get. Just go to 5hourenergybrackets.com. That's 5hourenergybrackets.com. Or just click on the link on the fandc.com's homepage.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Going to give you a chance to win some great prizes coming up at 7:45.
Yes.
We have tickets to see the Wizards host the Minnesota Timberwolves. That should be a good game. And
yep.
We also have an entry into the 2018 Chance for Life Poker Tournament this Saturday.
That's very nice. By the way, that's your only way into the event because I believe the poker side of that event is a sellout.
Nice. I'll
so
be part of it.
So this is your only way in.
I'll be there shortly.
I will be there as well. And
I'm upping my poker play to 2 times a year.
There you go.
Right.
You know what? You're going to see some flops for a good cause.
You're going to have
JP.
Fun, though. You're going to have a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it should be a good time. Then I'm doing Wizards overtime that night, but no pregame show for
some reason.
By the way,
Valdez wanted us to mention, we forgot to mention that the Bulls sweat bet is officially cut.
It's done.
Because they beat Memphis last night. That's 22 wins. It's over, Johnny. So I paid him my $50.
Thanks, Tim Bontemps.
Well, I'll get you $100 at some point.
I'm already paid. I shipped my $300 to him.
Right.
And that's the reason why I'm now in on the Nats sweat bet season total. Because I want to recoup 2/3 of what I lost on the
Correct.
Bulls bet.
Right.
I'm just chasing the dragon over here. That's
so the
all.
Bulls refused to tank last night. They won the game.
So it is Open Line Thursday. If you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. We spent some time talking some Caps. Does seem like the majority of Caps fans are willing to give Grubauer a chance between the pipes and
Why
see if he gets
you?
Hot.
What do you want to do? You want to win or you just want to be blindly loyal?
I agree
Let's
with you.
Let's just win.
So if you want to chime in on that, you certainly can. We got Scott Brooks, Wizards coach, joining us at 8 o'clock. But I sent this story yesterday behind the scenes, the way we kind of prep for the show. Drab sends us kind of a show outline. Some of us chime back.
A largely empty outline.
And... I sent,
but later in the week, the emptier it gets.
Yeah. Well, early in the week, too. What's the sweet spot? Like a Wednesday? Maybe one good
Tuesday
one?
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Maybe one good one?
So I sent...
Friday's just completely empty.
Guy works about 20 minutes a week.
I sent a bunch of stories for the 5 and 10 segments we'll do later in the show.
A lot of sneaker ordering going on over there.
And one of the stories, I guess, EB is very intrigued by... And it is the story of the drug dealer who's now been released.
Well, I was telling my son the story last night.
Who was detained in custody.
We were dying.
For 47 days without pooing.
Because the drugs were in his poo.
The cops suspected that when they arrested him, right before they got into the car or whatever, he swallowed the drugs. A pretty typical maneuver by drug dealers or drug users. And so they got, I guess, some sort of judge thing, I think, where they could monitor him. And they were going to monitor his bowel movements to, you know, to see him expel the drugs that they suspected that he took. Well, he didn't go to the bathroom didn't go number two for 47 days.
So wherever he was, there was no toilet.
No, he had food. He had access to food and toilets. He refused
to
go.
Empty his bowels.
I know, but what I'm saying is he could have emptied his bowels and just flushed it down the toilet.
Well, they got a judge's order, I think, to monitor him.
They would have found the contraband.
So maybe they watched him go to the bathroom.
That's what I'm saying. So either they watched him for 24 hours. There must have been someone in the cell with him. Because he could have, at 3 in the morning, he could have just pooed.
No, I think they were surveilling. They were watching him.
That's weird.
They were watching him. They got like a judge's order that they could, you know, check out his duty.
In fact.
And he didn't go. He held it for 47 days. In fact, they got the charges.
I don't even know how that's possible.
They said he was routinely supplied with food and water, and he received medical visits every day. But after 47 days, they had to take him to the hospital.
He could have gone one of two ways. He could have gone liquid diet, or he could have gone all cheese.
Right, I guess.
You could go all cheese, And then you might not.
All I know is if
might
I
not
go,
get there, if you're I on go the all 40, cheese diet,
if I go 47 hours without doing that act,
you're going to be dead.
Something's wrong.
You're going to die.
47 hours, not days.
No,
yeah, you're
47
gonna,
hours. 47 something days.
I've told
wrong.
You before. I used to go on vacation, and my body would just lock up, and I'd go a whole week at the beach, and then as soon as I arrived in the driveway. The largest wave, like a tsunami, would hit.
And
I didn't even feel it for a week at the beach.
And it's vacation eating too. So
yeah,
it's like
drinking.
So it's the worst kind of stuff you're putting in your body.
Yeah, but
it still won't.
My body just wasn't sized for foreign toilet. As soon as I pulled into the driveway, the tsunami would hit me.
Yeah,
and then I would literally give birth to like a goat.
What do you think happened when on the 48th? So he still hasn't, or did he finally do it?
I don't know. Somehow he went to a hospital. But they drop the
I
charges.
Bet he did.
Then they recharge him with something else. But I think he gets off on that possession charge.
You know what happened on day 48? The 106.7 Fan men's room. That's what happened on day 48. Because that
Deputy
men's room
Chief
is a debacle.
Crime constable scene. Involved, because I believe this is happening in Great Britain, said police forces have a legal and ethical responsibility for the welfare of anyone brought into police custody. Although an investigation concerning the supply of Class A drugs is routine for officers, there have, in this case, been some highly unusual circumstances which have attracted national attention.
Was it Rick from The Young Ones? Was he the one that got arrested?
Rick Mayall. I don't think he's with us any longer.
Oh, he was funny. Vic, do you understand what I'm saying, though?
What, did you just have to go?
No. So if they were just monitoring him, he must have either been, one, he was in a room where there was no toilet, or
correct.
Number two, there was a guy just sitting there awake.
And probably, don't most
him.
Of those cells have toilets?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were monitoring him.
So what if he just had to go and he just jumped on the toilet? They're going to pull him off? I mean, I don't get it.
No, I don't know. He would go, and then I don't know. I don't know how they would get it, but yeah.
You could just flush it real quick.
No, you handcuff him. So
or
can't
they put
reach
him
back
in,
and flush
they
it.
Just put him in a room with no toilet, and they just said, you
that's
know,
probably,
we're
give him a bucket.
Drawers.
That's probably what they did.
No, because I'm sure they let him go. Number one, you
know,
have to do that like 20 times a day.
They're
like cakes, 50.
Oh yeah,
there better be an investigation on that one.
Jason's crying foul.
No, I just don't get it. I don't understand it.
You don't understand.
It's
the
pretty
logistics.
Amazing, though. I mean, that's
what's the longest you gone? I've definitely gone full vacation.
I've gone a week.
Yeah.
I've never gone 7 weeks. This guy basically went 7 weeks.
Unbelievable. Full year's vacation.
I'm thrown off because
like,
you're having to hold your headphones.
Because
the
they
show.
Busted every headphone. Headphones always break.
Well,
the week.
Your
this
fault.
Is the weak spot.
That's your fault.
No, it's not.
You're a squeaker and you buy $10 headphones.
No, it's just. Where'd they
you,
all break.
Where'd you buy them?
Mono price. They're cheap.
It's poo.
Mono price.
They're highly rated, cheap headphones. Let me tell you. What am I going to buy? Expensive headphones? I've had them all. That a Bose, the Beats, all of they all break. So you might as well just buy
I had
the cheap
like a,
ones.
Early in our career, I had like a $300+ pair of Sony silly studio headphones.
Yeah, I've had those. They break.
Stolen out of the backseat of my car. I was super lit.
I literally need titanium headphones. Like, you know, like something.
Yeah.
Like, they all break. They all break right around here. Just a nightmare.
JP's smirking because he's got the earbuds. It costs 99 cents.
Yeah, I don't do buds. I do buds.
It don't cost
like
anything. You get the iPhone.
Yeah.
Get with them for free.
That's true.
It sounds hurting in the earbuds. It's all tinny. It's don't get size.
I tend to agree.
Yeah.
Are you really going to hold it for another 2.5 hours?
Because I don't like it when it's like that.
What are his other
there's
options?
Be some, these guys we probably get, have an extra pair.
I don't know. It's fine. I'm not complaining.
I got buds if you want.
I don't want buds. I got 100 buds in my.
Oh, you think he wants
backpack.
Your buds that have been in your dandruff filled ears? Probably not.
The dandruff got in the ears.
You think it doesn't?
I don't
his
know.
His hair is growing into
Jason.
His ears.
Yeah. Jason, one of my buddies is saying all you have to do is just turn the water off to the toilet and you can't flush it.
Oh, okay.
So if you make one.
All right, that makes sense.
Then they can monitor it any time.
All right, I just needed an explanation.
My toilet's weird in like my kids' room. The first time you flush it, nothing happens. Then when you flush it, the water starts to well up and drain a little bit. And then the second flush, it works. Something's busted with that toilet.
You need
the
a repairman
first flush,
out there.
Nothing happens.
So remember I told
then
you.
Then a little water goes.
Remember I told you that Loudoun Water called me.
Hopefully
said,
your house is underwater now completely.
No, it's not underwater. It was because, like you said, it was a basement
toilet
that was just running.
And you just were sleeping.
And what happened was on Friday, last Friday, my daughter and her friends were down there smoking and joking.
Right.
So one of the girls used the bathroom and flushed it, and I got a hurting handle.
Yeah.
Flusher handle thing.
Sure. It's banged up.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah.
So I had Crop Metcalf come out and says, oh, yeah, your handle's broke.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I know that. I just couldn't fix it. Can you fix it?
Just have to say I'm broke.
So I called Loudoun Water on Monday.
Mm.
All right, so 3 days after they said you got a high water meter reading, mm-hmm. they said, yeah, you've used 12,000 gallons of water in 3 days.
How much are you supposed to use?
No idea. That just sounded like, that's the Potomac River.
It sounds like a lot.
So they said 12,000.
12,000 what, gallons?
How many swimming pools is that?
Oh, I don't know.
Your water bill, you're gonna fall face down when you see it.
I take baths all the time. How many gallons of that?
Maybe that's not a lot, but it sounds like a lot.
How high up is the water when you take a bath? Halfway? Three quarters?
What are you talking about? To the tippy top. But then I get the jets going and all the...
You feel like all the way to the top?
Of course. What do you think I'm going to do?
That's probably 50 gallons.
Let me ask you this.
Maybe more.
In a standard, what do you think in a standard shower, when you take a, let's say you take a 10 minute shower, how many gallons do you think you use?
I don't know.
It's got to be in the hundreds.
Nah, maybe.
I don't know about hundreds.
No.
It's got to be.
We have a 10 minute shower?
My son will take a 30 minute shower. He pulls a drab. He says he lays down on the floor.
Right.
Sleeps.
I want to get the shower done as quickly as possible. 5 minutes or less. I don't have to shampoo anything.
You know what I do? I sit on the ledge and I just let the water pummel.
You do? Just cascade down your sexy body?
I'm a sitter.
I don't know. 12,000 gallons just sounded outrageous.
Sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
Jason, in comparison, you know the nubs, like above ground pools that people have that are round?
Right. Yeah.
Those are 17,000 gallons.
You mean the one that the horse camps had? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, those are 17,000 gallons.
17,000?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I basically had a pool. I was using a pool.
I'm begging you, when you get that Loudoun Water
bill, you have to bring
it in here so we can see it.
Well, no, what they'll do is, for a one-time adjustment, they'll give you one-time leak adjustment, they call
it. You get a one-time?
You run it once?
You get a one-timer.
Wish I got a one-time last night when I got all my chips in.
So I don't know what they'll do. I don't know if they give you a break or if they just spread out the bill. I don't know. They could hook you a little bit.
According to Answers.com, the average person uses approximately 70 gallons of water each day.
Well, that means like toilet flushing, baths or showers.
What's the number you said?
70 gallons per day is the average person.
For a shower?
No, just the amount of water used per day.
Well, if you take a couple showers, it's $1.50. You run the dishwasher, you know.
Jason, this says the average family uses 12,000 gallons per month. Not three days. I used it in three days.
Right.
Just because of that dumbass toilet.
Yep.
I disrespect water, though. I'll be honest with you. Sorry if you're upset. But, like, when I brush my teeth, I just let the water run. My wife gets so bitter. She's constantly, I'll just, like, brushing my teeth. I'll let the water run. I might, you know, I
kidding
don't know.
Me?
Wow. I let the water run all the time.
All you do is just extending your carbon footprint.
Here's what I do
with water.
In the morning. I wake up.
Okay.
I wake up. I turn on the shower before I even pee. So that it heats up.
Oh, always.
Everybody does that.
Then I turn on the sink, water's still running in the shower, and
I brush
shave.
Your teeth.
I mean, no, then I shave, and then I jump in the shower.
Only a serial killer would step into a cold shower.
Right.
Are you kidding? And let it warm up as you're inside the shower?
It's warming up for 5+ minutes.
5 minutes might be gratuitous.
Five minutes is a minimum. I like it nice and hot and steamy. And then I like to sit there.
I don't sit there.
Should sit there. Silly.
All right, coming up next, giving you a chance to win some tickets to go see the Wizards take on the Timberwolves. Also, an entry into the 2018 Chance for Life poker tournament, which is this Saturday at MGM National Harbor. You can call in now at 800-636-1067, but I do need to let you know about the St. James. We've been talking about it for a while. The St. James is coming. It's opening in September. It's going to be unlike any other field house community center that you've ever seen because it's going to have a field house, ice rinks, an Olympic-sized pool, and tons of courts. You can join, learn to play in developmental programs, competitive teams, leagues. You can get top-notch coaching and training in 30-plus sports. And for the kids, they're going to have climbing and bouldering walls, trampolines, VR games, even an indoor water park. Plus, the St. James offers a premium health club, Medi-Spa, Spike Mendelsohn restaurant, and a health and sports medicine center. It's all under one roof. Find more details at thestjames.co. Coach Scott Brooks, Washington Wizards head coach, joins us coming up at 8 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. Clark Kellogg to talk some college hoops in the 9 o'clock hour. But
Valdi, hold on
Jason took his 5-hour energy 2 hours ago, and all of a sudden he has had a creative burst.
Yes, he has.
Real quick, Valdez, did you put in the songs that I requested into the system?
No, I put in Eric's from the other day. Thank you. I'll get yours in today or tomorrow.
My latest group of songs, David Bowie, Modern Love.
It's a really good one.
Pat Benatar, Hell is for Children. Lovely, Lovely the Band, Broken.
Okay.
And Paramore, two from Paramore, Misery Business and Decode.
Hey, Valdez, you're welcome for me not requesting any tunes for you to download into the system.
Right, Cakes and JP are my favorite junkies.
Thank you.
So just get on that.
Hey, can you explain your creative burst, Jason Bishop?
All right, so the game
is
called
5 hour energy creative burst.
The game is called Which Junkie Did It?
Yes.
I'm so bored of all the games JP comes up with.
Right. You came up with one on your own.
So it's called Which Junkie Did It? Valdez will read a statement.
Right.
All right, and you've got to guess which one of the four did it in his lifetime.
Very straightforward. It's very simple. Couldn't be easier.
Yeah.
All right, let's punch up our first contestant.
And Bickle hates it.
I don't hate it. It's just that it's hard to come up with something.
I gave you 3 minutes. I get it.
You gave me 3 minutes to come up with something that not everybody already know or whatever.
We got new listeners every day.
Right. Let's go to Dave in D.C. Hey, Dave. What's up, buddy?
What up, Junks?
Dave, how long have you been listening to the show?
Past 30 minutes.
No, not today. I mean, in your lifetime.
Lifetime.
Oh, my life?
Yeah.
About 8 years.
8 years.
Very
all
nice.
Right. So you got a good thorough history.
Have we ever met you?
No, I never met me, man. Right. Never met y'all.
Come out to an appearance one time.
I will.
Look at the 5 hour energy make... does. All of a sudden, Jason wants to meet people.
I'm telling you, it changes your life.
It's a life changer.
5 hour energy changes
it's
your
life. It's a game changer.
All right, so
I feel like Bickle in Vegas like 10 years ago and stayed up all night.
You're having a manic episode.
That's what happens. All right, Drabby, are you going to read one of these random revelations or whatever?
I guess we'll read them. We'll keep it straight.
Can you read all the handwriting?
The handwriting is poop.
Because Bickle has the worst penmanship.
I read mine out loud.
I printed. I didn't use cursive. He should be able to read it.
I got it.
So we're just reading one, and then the caller has to identify which junkie.
We'll do another one. Right.
Correct.
All right. Dave, you ready?
I'm ready.
This junkie fell asleep while driving on the Bay Bridge.
Fell asleep on the Bay Bridge. I want to say Cakesy.
No, that's Jason Bishop.
Incorrect,
also
sir.
Is Bish.
Okay.
What?
Oh, you wanted to reuse it?
Although, you know.
No, it just makes it too easy.
It eliminates people. Yeah. All right, you're right.
You want to explain this scenario?
Yeah, it was, 25 years ago, driving back from the beach at 2 in the morning.
And did you?
Shouldn't have been driving,
did
obviously.
Did you wreck or just like a momentary?
I just remember getting on the Bay Bridge.
Bung, bung, beach.
And then I remember being on the top of the Bay Bridge, like at the peak.
Yeah.
And didn't remember anything before that.
Yeah, but that might just be highway hypnosis.
Whatever. I mean.
It must also be a lot of times I drive and I'm like, how did I get this far?
I consider that sleeping.
It might also be vodka tonics.
That could just be drunk.
Clearly, we're not advocating that.
That was dumb.
But
yeah.
You're young, right. You make some stupid mistakes.
Scary moment.
Let's go to Andrew in Stafford. Andrew, what's up, buddy?
Morning, Junks. How y'all doing?
What's up, Andrew?
Great. All right, Andrew, here you go. Valdez?
All right, Andrew. This junkie got stitches for hitting himself with a tennis racket.
EB, is it? EB, not JP.
No, EB was actually playing me in tennis. He had a drop shot. This is when we're about 16 years old.
You're hustling for the,
and
the drop shot?
And I hustled for the drop shot. And I reached and I smacked myself and I
right
ended
forehead.
Up getting stitches.
JP Sampras over there.
Pretty coordinated.
Right. I believe I played a couple more points and then it just was too much.
Bleeding too much.
Yeah.
You were bleeding out.
I vaguely remember. Let's go to
blood pressure was dropping.
Scott. Cakes his hood.
Scott.
Only.
Scotty.
The O-Town. What's up, Scott?
Who said Scotty? Who said that?
It sounds like you're doing like a Sean Connery bit over there.
Oh, yeah, Sean Connery.
Scott, are you there? All right. Let's go. Scott?
I think he's there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, buddy.
All right, Scott and Olney.
All right,
Scott, you ready?
Which junkie did it?
This junkie pulled down his pants in front of a Chinese woman walking on the street.
Why does that have to be a Chinese woman?
That's just.
I'll say it's Evie.
No!
Evie just pulls down his pants in front of a Chinese woman at home because that's his wife.
Yeah.
Right. But not random women.
Chinese woman.
Not like a random woman walking her dog.
Not on the streets of
Let me correct that. An American of Chinese descent. Yeah. Is EB's wife.
Oh, right.
Dina.
Correct. All right, let's go to... Do you want
for
you
three ca- thus far.
Do you care to give the background on that one again for people that don't know the story?
100% true story. I was probably 10 years old, 11 years old.
You started the Me Too movement.
I was in Seabrook, Maryland. And there, because she was the mother of the guy who owned Ho's Restaurant in Seabrook.
Okay, got it.
And she would walk up
to... You actually knew the family.
I knew the sons.
Okay. Do you think she knew you?
She couldn't say hi to me. She didn't speak any English.
Okay, but she knew that you were the bishop.
Yeah, because she walked up and down the street every single day.
Yeah.
And I was throwing the tennis ball against the bricks of my front porch.
Pretty fun upbringing.
And I just turned around and she was walking and I just pulled my pants down.
Showed her the egg roll.
And she got bitter.
Why did you do
you're
that?
Exposing
seriously.
Yourself to this woman. She didn't want that on her
do
daily
it,
walk.
Jared
it's called being a pervert.
Yeah, I was just a little bit horny at 11.
Were you seriously horny?
I think so.
Did you go back and...
At 11?
At 11?
I can't remember.
That's like something like Valdez would do.
I peaked early.
Didn't Valdez like lose his virginity like at a park or something?
No, I was 15.
He's a dirt ball.
That was horse camp.
That was horsey.
All right, let's go to Tony Warrington. Tony!
Yeah.
Hey, Tony.
All right, Tony, you enjoying Which Junkie Did It? The brand new game that's sweeping the nation?
All right.
0 for 3. Listeners are 0 for 3.
All right, Tony, you ready?
We've told half these stories on air.
This junkie got hammered on Bourbon Street, got lost in the New Orleans projects, and is lucky to be alive.
I mean, it sounds like I have no idea. I'll just guess Lurch.
Nope, that's Cakes.
No, that was Johnny Cakes.
That was a Cakes special right there. That was probably, that's when I was selling cotton candy in Houston, Texas. So that was probably the
91.
Summer after my junior year in college, maybe.
Wow.
So whenever that was.
You 91. Got lost in New Orleans in the ghetto.
Yeah, I drank 100 drinks at some Bourbon Street dive bar, wandered out, and then I wound up in Marshall Faulk's old neighborhood.
Right. You didn't want to be there.
Which, trust me, isn't silly. And then somehow, through the grace of God and the kindness of a stranger who got me back to the hotel, if I would buy him a soul food dinner, I said, yeah, I'll buy that for you. Sure, let's go eat. We did it together. Got me back to the Days Inn. Your boy's here.
So you actually sat down with him and ate?
Yes.
And talked back and forth, had a conversation.
I don't know how much talking there was because I was blind drunk. But we shared a meal together. I got back to the hotel safely.
Great story.
All's well.
It's a great story.
Who's up next? In the very difficult game, which
apparently
did it.
It is tough. Let's go to Andy in Fairfax. Andy, what's up, buddy?
Well, what's up, Jim?
Hey.
What's up, Andy?
All right, Andy.
Andy, how long have you been listening to the show? Not today, but in your life.
About 5 years now.
Good 5 years. All right. Take that.
All right. This junkie once stopped in his car on M Street in rush hour and asked the owner of a flower shop if he could take an emergency poop.
Oh, EB.
Yeah,
I do that.
100%. That's
a winner. You got to get tickets to see the Wizards take on the Minnesota Timberwolves March 13th at the Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale now through the Capital One Arena box office, but win your way in with 106.7 The Fan. Congrats, sir.
Nicely done.
You're going to see Andrew Wiggins and Carl Anthony Towns take on the Wiz.
Nicely
How was
done.
The flower shop's bathroom?
I can't remember. You know, it was one of those, like, they don't have, like a bathroom for customers. Right. Like, I had
behind,
to use the owner's bathroom.
The counter.
Yeah, I was like, dude, this is emergency.
Was the guy
from the
town?
From
the
town. You're facing for the thing.
Fergie from Florida.
You beat me because you took your five-hour energy.
Fergie from the town was there, right?
Just imagine. I mean, it wasn't like there was a parking space. Like, it was rush hour, M Street. I just left the car and just put the flashers on and ran in. It was one of those, like, Jason moments.
All right, see if we can sneak one more in.
Like, I couldn't have pulled the 47 days.
No way. It's impossible.
Go to Alan Herndon. Alan, what's up?
What's Alan, going on, fellas?
Which junkie did it?
All right, Alan. This junkie stole mail from a woman's mailbox while walking home from a bar.
I'm going to go with Lurch.
Definitely true.
Got to be Lurch.
Yeah,
that's a winner.
Anything with stealing is either Lurch or Cakes.
Sir, you have one entry into the 2018 Chance for Life Poker Tournament this Saturday at MGM National Harbor. Come out and experience the area's biggest poker tournament and support pediatric cancer research. Tickets for the event are sold out. The only way in is through 106.7 The Fan. Get all of your details at thefandc.com/contest. We will see you there Saturday, Ricky.
Make sure you
and remember, clear your schedule for Saturday. And people should know you can see every game of the College Hoops Tournament from every seat at Tap Sports Bar, MGM National Harbor. Kicks off March 15th and 16th, starting at 10 a.m. until 6:30 p.m. every game. And you get more details at thefandc.com/events. Coming up next, head coach of your Washington Wizards, Scott Brooks, here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.